Coach's shows are back here in 2023. Our locker room chats, KNCA 103.9 FM. Now time to talk Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank, and we're joined by girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta. Coach, welcome back. It's the new year, and we're really off and running now. We didn't really get a chance to talk about the win against Royal Valley prior to the break back on December 20th. That was a 45-36 final. You got Taylor Damey back in the lineup. She had a very good game, and you guys just really kind of put a good one together before the holiday break. How nice was it to get that win, get a little bit of momentum before 23?
Yeah, it was a good way. It was a good way to go into break. Obviously, going in on the break on a win, that makes your break a little more enjoyable from a coaching side. But no, like you said, it was good to have Taylor back. She kind of just pieces a lot of things together for us. So it was good to have her back. Obviously, Brooke stepped up, had a really good game, and then, I think we got probably one of Reagan Thayer's better games of the year. So it was a good win. I mean, Royal Valley is kind of battling some foul trouble all night. So obviously they put a lot on Kennedy Bryan's plate, but I think we did a good job of trying to contain her as much as possible. I mean, she still scored 20 points, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she took like 23 shots or something. So, I mean, we made her work for all 20 of them. So it was a good win on break. It was a good win for our program. Hopefully we can keep this momentum going, and things don't get easier. So
yeah, no doubt. 6 games in, 3-3, and how did you kind of utilize the break? You had some time off around Christmas, and you kind of had to sit back for a little bit before you could get back into the gym and practice. When you were able to get back into the gym and practice, what were a few things that you were really kind of keying in and honing in on?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice because we can kind of sit back and we can almost, give ourselves a self-scout, what are things that we do well? What are things that we do bad? What are things that we need to improve on? Looking at your next stretch of games, what are some things that we need to do a little better? So it was kind of nice just to kind of sit back and more focus on ourselves. When you get into the season, I mean, you can do a little bit of, maybe tweaking, maybe adding something real little here and there. But, I mean, you're not going in and, like, calling in a new offense or, adding in, like, a whole bunch of new stuff on defense. I mean, it's really nice for us to get back to our principles, add a few wrinkles here and there to things that we're going to do. But I mean, it was just nice to get back and kind of get back on the, what do we need to do better? What do us as individual players need to do a little bit better? So that's always nice. And that's what the best part of this break is. It sounds kind of dumb to say, but even over this past week or so, we've been back. I mean, I've seen a lot of improvement from a lot of players. So I think just like that individual, that individual improvement is probably the biggest key, biggest key over break.
And you'll get a big test coming up on Friday when you get that first game back here in the 23 portion of the schedule. You go to Riverside. Riverside's undefeated. They're a top 10 team right now in 2A. They're off to their best start in school history. You could argue the best player in the league in Taylor Weiser. What are the challenges there? What kind of ball game do you expect for the first time out here in 23?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're not going to get any argument from me. I mean, she is the best player in our league. I mean, not only is she super skilled, I mean, she's also super athletic, and then on top of all that, she's 6'2". So, I mean, there's no player in our league that can there's no one in our league that can match up to her. So, we got to try to do some things to try to neutralize her as best we can, but then you can't spend all your attention on that because they have a lot of really good guards that are really good at playing off of the post. So we got to find a couple ways, just to kind of neutralize her, maybe limit her touches somehow, maybe force her into, having to make decisions, harder decisions. And then we also got a guard on the perimeter too. I mean, they're a really good team. I think I saw somewhere yesterday where I think it's like Central Kansas Sports or something. They have them ranked as like the number 8 team in the entire state, which, I mean, good Lord. I mean, that's not the old Riverside. They're a really good team. They're well coached. They're really good. So it's going to be a good test for us. I mean, obviously coming back from break, I mean, they've added some stuff. They're going to do some stuff different, same with us. So it'll be a good game. It'll be a good matchup to see kind of where we're at. And then we'll keep on grinding and see what happens after that.
Yeah, things are off and running now, no doubt about it, after the break. It's really a two-month grind to the end of February, and that's when you get to sub-state and the state tournaments, of course. but we're back, and it's good to be back for sure. Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us here. They get a road trip to Riverside for the first game out here in 23 coming up on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.